Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we are going to be getting people prepared for danger in their life.
Well, I know. It's really important.
Danger on the phone, mainly. Uh-huh. So we won't teach you how to, you know, escape from sharks or run away from an earthquake. But we will teach you how to avoid being the victim of a scam.
我懂，因为常常我们会接到什么诈骗电话啦，或者是呢，现在这个 scams 也就是诈骗的一个情况无所不在。Yeah, I want to find out about how to avoid them as well, because sometimes I get calls.
Mm-hmm.
You're like suspecting, this sounds a little bit strange. I don't have a daughter.
That's true. So sometimes these people who try to scam you, and we call these people scammers,They do. They use the phone to get into your life and to scare you. And of course, what they really want is your money. So they're thieves in a way.
Right.
They're not stealing the money out of your pocket. They're tricking you. And that's what we call a scam, is when they try to trick you into giving them your money. So they are stealing it, but in a slightly more complicated and tricky way. And that's why we have to know about this stuff, because then we won't be tricked so easily.
Right, let's check out today's article and find out more.
Be smart about scams.
You might experience some scams in your life. It's important to be prepared.
Kidnapping scam. The phone rings. Ashley answers the phone.
Hello? What? You have my brother and you want money?
This might be a scam. I'll send a message to your brother.
Beatrice sends, Hey, are you okay? To Ashley's brother. He answers, Yes, what's wrong?
See, he's fine.
What if someone really kidnaps my brother?
Call 110 and ask the police for help.
Online shopping scam.
I bought something online. The store just sent me a message. They want me to send the money again.
It might not really be the store. Call the store at the right phone number and check.
Good idea.
You should call the police at 165 to report this kind of crime.
Answer. I'm exercising, so I won't be able to answer the phone for an hour. I'm exercising, so I won't be able to answer the phone for an hour. The police.If you find someone's missing wallet, give it to the police. If you find someone's missing wallet, give it to the police. Right. I need to set my clock to the right time. It's 5 minutes slow. I need to set my clock to the right time.It's 5 minutes slow. Crime. The police took years to solve the crime. The police took years to solve the crime.
Okay, so the article begins by saying you might experience some scams.In your life. That's true. As we live our life, we might meet some criminals or bad people who are trying to steal our money or make us the victim of a scam. So you might experience this. This might happen to you. And as it says next, it's important to be prepared. Right. The same way we're prepared if there's an earthquake, we know to get under a table.
That's true.
If there's a fire, we learn to crawl on the ground to get away from the smoke. If there's a scam or if a scammer calls you, it's also important to know what to do, to be prepared.
Very important. OK, 所以课文一开始呢就要警惕我们啦，在你的人生中可能会遇到一些诈骗事件。 OK, 所以随时做好准备 be prepared 是很重要的。首先我们来看一下诈骗或者是诈欺的英文要怎么说，你可以用 scam, OK? 那刚刚 Mike 有 一直不停提到 scammer, a scammer 当然就是诈骗的人啦，就是坏蛋 ,OK? 或是诈骗集团哦，他们那些人物我们都可以称他们为 scammers, or another word is a con artist,、C-O-N, 然后一杠 A-R-T-I-S-T, OK? 都是跟 scammer 一样的意思。Be prepared, 当然就是指准备好的意思。For example, I could say something like, I got so nervous, I guess I just wasn't prepared. Yeah, so better be prepared before your exam.
That's right. So let's look at one of the first types of scams that you might experience. It says, kidnapping scam.
Ooh.
That's very scary.
Right, sounds serious. Okay, 首先我们要分类哦。像是有一种呢，就是什么呢？绑架诈骗 kidnapping 就是绑架啦，或者是有劫持这样的意思哦。那它的动词就是 kidnap， 那当然绑架的人绑匪就是 kidnapper。
Alright, so to learn more, we're going to read a dialogue that kind of shows how this would happen in someone's life. So it begins by telling us the phone rings, Ashley answers the phone. When you pick up the phone at home or press that button on your cell phone so you can talk, we call this answering the phone.
Okay, 所以一开始我们先来看一下，喂，这个课文的一个 description. Okay, 他说电话响了， Ashley 接起电话，这里他是用 answer this verb.
That's right. Before we go on, let's take a look at answer. It's a word, power word, as you said, it's a verb.And it's spelled A-N-S-W-E-R, answer. Now you'll notice there is a W in the word answer, but we don't say it. So you say answer, not answer. Now, a lot of you know this word answer as being what you do when someone asks a question. They ask a question, you give an answer. What is your name? Your answer would be what your name is. What time is it?You would answer after you look at a clock or a watch. But here, we're not answering a question, we're answering the phone. The phone is not asking us a question, but there is someone on the other end of that phone who dialed our number and wants to speak to us. But before we can start talking, we have to pick up the phone, turn on the phone, we have to answer the phone, and then we can speak. In the same way, if someone knocks at your door,They will stand outside knocking until you go and open the door, until you answer the door, see who's there, and then you can begin your conversation. For example, I'm exercising, so I won't be able to answer the phone for an hour. I'm exercising, so I won't be able to answer the phone for an hour.
OK, 一般大家比较熟悉的 answer 就是 answer a question, 回答问题嘛。不过本课哦，注意它的 answer,是同样也是动词，不过它有接电话或者是应门的意思哦。So you can answer a phone call, like what Mike just said. For example, would somebody please answer the phone? 就说，哎，大家有没有人可不可以接刚刚的电话？因为一直响个不停。或者呢，它有应门的意思啊。刚刚有提到，就是 I knocked on the door, but no one answered. OK, 所以就是我一直敲门，可是没有人帮我应门。那其实回信也可以用 answer. You can also answer a letter, right? OK. 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是我正在运动，所以会有一个小时无法 answer the phone, 接电话。
All right, let's get back to our dialogue. Ashley is the person who answers the phone. And as she answers, she says, hello. And then she says, what? You have my brother and you want money?So this is what the person on the other end of the phone must have said to her, and she's so shocked and surprised, she's repeating it to make sure this is correct.
Ooh, sounds kind of scary.
Something bad happened here.
所以一开始 Ashley 就说，喂，什么？啊，我弟弟在你手上，然后你想要钱？ But sounds fishy because money, right?
That's right. Someone has kidnapped her brother, and apparently she has to pay money to get him back. But her friend Beatrice is there, too, and Beatrice is listening and thinks, I'm not sure this is really what's happening. So Beatrice sort of warns her and says, this might be a scam. In other words, that person might be trying to trick you. And then she has a good idea. Beatrice says, I'll send a message to your brother. If the brother has been kidnapped, he won't answer the message.
Right. Beatrice, you're very smart.
That's a good thing
to do. Okay. 这时候呢，陶贤浩一个很聪明，比较清楚，就是比较精明的朋友，他说，等等，这可能是个 scam, 是个诈骗。所以这时候他怎么样？他想要传个讯息给这个他的弟弟，先试试看，想说到底给 Ashley 的弟弟到底有没有可能是真的呢？ And
so Beatrice gets her phone and she sends this message. It says Beatrice sends, "Hey, are you okay?" to Ashley's brother. "Hey, are you okay?" That's the message that she sends. And then he answers quickly. He says, "Yes. What's wrong?" So Beatrice's brother is either A, okay, or B, the bad guys have given him the phone and the brother is like, yay, I'm being kidnapped.
Okay, 看起来是一个 scam, 因为 Beatrice, 他就传了，你还好吗？给 Ashley 的弟弟。可是他弟弟就回传啊，很好啊，怎么了啊？
I think he's fine, and he's probably a little bit confused, but the important thing is,He's okay. He hasn't been kidnapped. So then Beatrice says to Ashley, see, he's fine. He's okay. He answered the message.
He's fine. 他没有事情。And what does Ashley say next?
Well, Ashley now thinks about this scary situation. She asks, what if someone really kidnaps my brother? We know this time it was just a joke and we didn't get tricked. But what if...What if it really happens? What if someone really kidnaps my brother? It's a scary thing to think about.
Right, okay. So Ashley 这时候又开始烦恼个不完。他说，可是如果真的有人绑架我弟弟该怎么办？这里他用到了 what if. Okay, 如果怎么样会怎么样，通常是指糟糕的情况会出现。Like, what if it rains? Or what if they find out about our secret, okay? 那 kidnap, 我们刚刚看到是 kidnapping, 这里就是它的动词 kidnap, 也就是绑架啦，有这样子的意思。
All right, so what if this really does happen? Well, Beatrice has some advice. She tells Ashley, call 110 and ask the police for help. Right, 110 is the number for the police.I think you could probably call 119 as well for any emergency, but 110 will get you straight to the police, and of course, the police should be able to help you.
Of course, okay, 所以这时候 Beatrice 就说，如果真的这样发生，你可以怎么样？拨打110，然后寻求警方协助。Okay, ask somebody for something or to do something, 就是询问某人做某件事情，比方要问路的话要怎么问？要 you have to ask for directions， 这是它的英文哦。OK， 那有时候呢，maybe you're talking to your teacher， I'll have to ask for permission to leave， 你要询问可不可以离开 ，permission 就是允许。OK， and of course you could also be eating a lot of food and ask for more.
Absolutely. And who would you call? Of course, you would call the police.If you have some kind of danger or trouble like this, police is spelled P-O-L-I-C-E, police. And who are the police? Well, we talk about the police by talking about the whole organization, or you can talk about many of these people together as the police. But when we talk about one person, police officer, policeman,police woman. But the police as an organization, as a group, are people whose job it is to make sure that everyone follows the law. If you break the law, it's the police's job to go out and find you, catch you, and bring you into a court or some other place where you will face justice. The police are there also to keep us safe and to make sure that people don't break the law or hurt other people. And yes, they will also help people when they're in danger of some kind. So when you really need them, the police are there to help you. For example, if you find someone's missing wallet, give it to the police. If you find someone's missing wallet, give it to the police. Or simply take it to a police station.
The police, 注意它前面有冠词 the, 来表示警方、哦、这个整体。如果一个就是 the police officer, 警员 ,OK? 所以比方像是 in case of emergency, 就紧急状况的时候 call the police, OK? 那刚刚的例句提到是如果你发现有人遗失 wallet, 皮夹记得要把皮夹交给 the police, 警方。
All right, so that was how to deal with a kidnapping scam. Seems nice and easy. If someone's been kidnapped, call that person. And if they're safe, well, then it's a scam. Next, we're going to look at another one, the online shopping scam. Ooh. And I guess this is becoming more common as more people do more shopping online. Wow.
That's what I do. I like to shop
online. Lots of people do.
网路购物的这个诈骗。Let's find out more about it.
Okay, well, it's Ashley again. She's just having bad luck with scams. Ashley again's having another problem. She says, I bought something online. Online shopping. The store just sent me a message. They want me to send the money again.
That happens to me a lot.
So she bought something, she sent the money,
right?
And then a while later she gets a message saying, oh, something went wrong with the money transfer. Can you please try to send it again? Now this could be real, but it could be someone trying to steal that money from her.
Okay, 所以有时候当然我们遇到这种情况。网络上买东西，然后店家就传了封简讯说，哎，你要再汇一次钱呢。Okay, so
Beatrice, her wise and careful friend, says to Ashley, it might not really be the store. In other words, it might be a scam. Here's what she should do. Call the store at the right phone number and check. There you go.
Smart thinking.
That's right. And always look up that phone number by yourself on the store website. Don't use the phone number that comes with the email,Because that might be part of the trick.
That's a really good point. 所以如果呢，这个是诈骗集团打给你，当然不要这样子回电咯。所以 Beatrice 就说，这可能不是真的那家店传的。那你就怎么样，要用正确的电话号码打给店家，确认一下。所以可以去他的官方网站，然后查询，再打给那个店家。So Ashley says, good idea. Okay. So here we see...Call the store at the right number. 当我们用 call, 然后再接什么地方 at, 然后再接电话号码就是打电话到什么什么这样子的用法哦。
And we also had the word right there. That's spelled R-I-G-H-T, right. All right, here we're not using right to talk about directions. Turn right, turn left. No.Here we're using right as an adjective to talk about something that is correct. The facts are correct, or the facts are right. If you get all of the answers on your test right, you will get 100%. You will not make any mistakes. If I tell you something that is not true, that's not right. It's wrong. If I said that Tokyo is the biggest city in Taiwan, that's not right. That's wrong.Taipei is the biggest city in Taiwan. Everyone knows that because it's the right answer. It's correct in all the different facts. For example, I need to set my clock to the right time. It's 5 minutes slow. I need to set my clock to the right time. It's 5 minutes slow.
Right 是个形容词就是正确的。For example, stealing is not right, of course, okay? 那刚刚提到的例句就是说呢，我需要把我的时钟调到正确的时间 to the right time, 因为它慢了五分钟。
All right, now Beatrice has some more advice. After calling the company at the right number, she also says, you should call the police at 165 to report this kind of crime. I think 165 is for financial, business, or money crimes.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so 这时候他也提到了 call the police at 这样的句型，就是拨打165来举发这种犯罪行为。不过他用到的 report 就是有举报的意思哦。
So if you see people fighting or if someone steals your bike, maybe don't call that. But for money crimes or business crimes, 165. And what is a crime? This noun is spelled C-R-I-M-E, crime. And what is a crime? It's something illegal, something you're not allowed to do by law. The police will stop people from committing crimes, or if you do commit a crime or do something illegal,The police will probably try to catch you, and then you'll be punished for that crime. So a crime is just an act or action or activity that's against the law. For example, the police took years to solve the crime. The police took years to solve the crime.
Crime 当然就是罪行了，它是个名词。那常常我们联想到的还有 criminal 这个字，就是犯嫌。OK, 那通常呢我们如果看那个 Sherlock Holmes,、我们就会知道 solve the crime 就是要破案，就是要知道说到底是谁杀了或犯了什么罪哦。那看回例句就是提到 The police took years to solve the crime, 有没有谁就是警方花了好多年才破解这桩犯罪事件。OK, let's now go to today's magic box and stay tuned for our wrap-up.Hello everyone, this is Ling. 如果我们要打电话给某人，我们要怎么说呢？我们可以说 call somebody at a certain phone number, 就是把打电话给某一个人，然后在某一个电话号码来表示哦。例如，我们可以说我们可以打到12345678找我，那我们就可以说 you can call me at 12345678，或者是说你要有礼貌一点呢，你也可以说。Please call me at this number. Please call me at this number. 这时候呢，就抓住别人的手，把你的电话写在他的掌心，这样就有点帅，有没有？你也可以说 ，You can reach me at 12345678. 意思呢，就是说你可以打12345678这个电话，你就可以找到我喽。另外。因为我们现在呢，几乎每个人都是有手机的嘛，所以我们可以特别跟别人说，哎，打到我手机找我 ，call me on my cell， call me on my cell。这个 cell 呢，指的呢，当然就是 cell phone， cell phone， 等于是说 call me on my cell phone， call me on my cell phone。如果你要说打室内电话给我的话呢，只可以说 call me on my landline， call me on my landline。Landline 呢，意思呢就是室内电话，所以打电话到某一个电话号码，我们需要用介系词 at 再加上电话号码。但如果是打到手机上或是打到室内电话，那就是用 on 再加上装置，是不是非常实用呢？那接下来就要考考大家咯，如果要跟别人说打手机给我，要怎么说呢？嘿，希望你还记得哦。那先别走开，答案即将揭晓。
The answer is.Call me on my cell, 或者是 call me on my cell phone. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, we have very little time to review our word power words, so we'll just do a very simple definition guessing game. We have these four words. If I've had someone commit a crime against me, who's going to help?
The police.
The police. They're the people who solve crimes or help people when they've been the victim of a crime. Hey, if I ever come knocking on your door, will you...
Answer the door.
Will you answer the door?Will you open the door and talk to me?
If I'm in the toilet, maybe not.
But you won't, like, turn the lights off and hide?
And pretend I'm not home.
Pretend like you're not home?
No, I'll answer the door.
That's nice. I feel good about that. And that would be the correct thing to do.
Or the right thing to do.
Or the right thing to do, absolutely. Although, if you do hide in your house, It might hurt my feelings, but it's not against the law.
Yeah, it's not a crime.
No. Well, it's not a legal crime.
Right.
It's a crime against our friendship.
Right?
But the police won't catch you for that.
No.
I'll just think you're bad.
But I don't.
That's fine. All right, you guys. So be careful out there. Don't be the victim of a scam. Keep your money safely in your own pocket.
Right.
And if there's something happening on the internet that seems a little weird, well, check it out before you do anything else. All right, we'll see you soon. Take care. Be safe out there.
Be smart about scams.
You might experience some scams in your life. It's important to be prepared. Kidnapping scam. The phone rings. Ashley answers the phone.
Hello? What? You have my brother and you want money?
This might be a scam. I'll send a message to your brother.
Beatrice sends, Hey, are you okay? To Ashley's brother. He answers, Yes, what's wrong?
See, he's fine.
What if someone really kidnaps my brother?
Call 110 and ask the police for help.
Online shopping scam.
I bought something online. The store just sent me a message. They want me to send the money again.
It might not really be the store. Call the store at the right phone number and check.
Good idea.
You should call the police at 165 to report this kind of crime.
Answer. Answer. I'm exercising, so I won't be able to answer the phone for an hour. I'm exercising, so I won't be able to answer the phone for an hour. The police. The police. If you find someone's missing wallet, give it to the police. If you find someone's missing wallet, give it to the police. Right, right. I need to set my clock to the right time. It's 5 minutes slow. I need to set my clock to the right time. It's 5 minutes slow. Crime. Crime. The police took years to solve the crime. The police took years to solve the crime.